Now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill. And hi to all our new friends at Arizona Public Media and at KUT in Austin, Texas, where I was a mere 2 weeks ago.
Probably that's why they're joining us.
That's undoubtedly why we're joining us.
On Tuesday night, the Minnesota Twins tied a record. They'd have preferred not to do that. They've now lost 13 consecutive postseason games, and number 13 came in a rather entertaining fashion, don't you think?
Yeah, they staked themselves to a 3-0 lead. I actually was at the game, and I got to the ballpark about the same time baseballs were leaving it. They staked themselves to a 3-0 lead in the top of the first, and the Yankees tied it with a Didi Gregorius home run, and the first four innings took 2 hours and change to play.
Oof. Do you have a particular favorite in this year's Major League postseason?
I have both an emotional regard and a punter's regard for the Houston Astros, who I think are terrific. They're a good team. They frappe the ball very, very hard. And as we learned, Chris Sale wasn't quite ready for the postseason.
When he was asked a question by a female reporter this week, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton said, and I'm quoting, "It's funny to hear a female talk about roots." He has since apologized for that remark, but the comment has already cost him.
Yeah, the Dan and Yogurt people have canceled their contract with him to endorse Dan and Yogurt. I mean, it was all over the internet in about 15 minutes, and then Dannon yanked his sponsorship almost about 15 minutes after that, and then he had produced this video where he apologized, and I think quite sincerely. But it's a measure of how sensitized we are to this issue, thank God, finally, and also how fast things can happen.
The Rams returned to Los Angeles last season and enjoyed high attendance at their home games. The Rams are 3-1 going into the weekend. They have been entertaining to watch so far this season. So how is that translating in terms of attendance this season?
It's an entertaining team to watch, Bill, and plenty of good seats are still available.
Nobody's watching it.
Their attendance has collapsed worse than any team's has in 25 years, as far as the NFL is concerned. I can understand not going to see the Chargers because they should still be in San Diego. But the Rams, I mean, people have been hungering for the Rams to come home ever since they went to St. Louis. I don't get this at all.
Hats off to the members of the Clemson Tigers football team. They took time off practice on Tuesday to do something somewhat more significant than football. They may have saved somebody's life.
Yeah, there was an automobile accident, and a car went in the river. They were across the river from the automobile accident, so players jumped in, swam over, and helped out.
Yeah, good on them.
Good for them. Good for Dabo Sweeney.
Yammer Yager has found employment.
You bet!
The 45-year-old will be the oldest player on the Calgary Flames by 10 years. You were rooting for this development.
Oh, are you kidding?
I know
I'm
that.
Just sorry it's happening in Calgary, where, you know, it might as well be happening on the moon. My favorite part of this, when Yammer Yager was first drafted, he was drafted with another talented player named Keith Tkachuk. Keith Tkachuk's son is now Yaromir Jagr's teammate.
I love it. I love these stories.
By wonderful. The way, he will score 25 goals. He's going to be able to score 25 goals when he's 79.
Yeah, well, right now, although he's second in the NHL all time in points, he's still 940 points behind Wayne Gretzky. So he's going to have to keep scoring till he's 74 to catch Gretzky,
boy, there's
right?
some kind of a measure on Gretzky there, isn't it? That's incredible.
All right, help me with this next headline, Charlie. I'm quoting now, Rick Pitino laying low, vows to be vindicated in recruiting scandal. He's laying low. That's something people do until, as Tom Waits once put it, until the whole thing cools off.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure the whole thing cooling off is necessarily leading to vindication
yes,
in this
yeah,
case.
Yeah, something rained on Rick Pitino,
exactly.
But it wasn't small change.
It wasn't small change.
No, it wasn't. This is going to be an ongoing.
Very large change.
Either he's already turned, in which case he knows he's going to be vindicated because he's cooperating.
He made a deal.
Or he's delusional because they're pretty plainly after him.
If Catalonia becomes independent, FC Barcelona may depart Spain's La Liga and move to the Premiership or to another league in Europe. The team's president said as much this week, but maybe we shouldn't talk about it because, you know, sports and politics.
They never mix, never do they? Mix, they right, wound up having to play a game without fans.
Yes,
which
they
is
did.
A very weird experience. If you've never, I went to a basketball game one time between Boston University and Northeastern due to a measles epidemic that was played in an empty gym. It's very, very odd. It throws your perspective off completely. This basketball game, I never noticed before how squeaky basketball really is.
And finally, the coach of a Welsh rugby team called the Ospreys had this to say this week. When you put your hand in a fence where there is a lion, then you will get bitten. Was this a metaphorical pregame warning against a particular opponent, Charlie?
No, he had a player named Scott Baldwin who decided he was going to put his hand through the fence where there was a lion. And you know what? The lion bit him.
Astonishing.
The only person who did the right thing in that whole scenario was the lion.
Yep. Happily, the player survived, although he did miss the game.
He got bit on the hand, yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to look good in the injury report. DNP, lion bite.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.